Lake Charles.
Good evening. Welcome once again to Night Train here on KRVS 88.7 FM in Lafayette and Lake Charles. I'm John Green, your host, and for the next 2 hours I'll be playing you jazz. On tonight's show, some of the musicians include Sonny Rollins and his group, Bobby McFerrin, Wynton Marsalis. We have 3 featured CDs tonight. These are finishing up the featured CDs we've played in the last few weeks. First of those from Terrence Blanchard, the trumpeter, and the E Collective with the Turtle Island Quartet. It's called Absence, just released on the Blue Note label. After that, James Francis, the pianist, Purest Form, is the title of his Blue Note CD. Then later in the show, Brian Bromberg, the bassist. A Little Driving Music, it's called. Just released on the Mac Avenue label. So there's lots of good jazz there. Hope you enjoy the show. Thank you. Sonny Rollins on the tenor saxophone, Kenny Dorham trumpet, Wade Legg on the piano, George Morrow on the bass, and Max Roach on the drums. That was originally recorded back in 1956 and on the Prestige Records label, and then re-released 1986. The tune we heard them play there was I've Grown Accustomed to Your Face. Well, we're just getting Night Train underway for another week here on KRVS. Let's listen to the first of our featured CDs now, this one from trumpeter Terrence Blanchard. It is brand new on the Blue Note Records label, and it features his group, which he calls the E Collective, as well as the Turtle Island String Quartet. The title of this CD is Absence.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Terrence Blanchard there from his brand new CD on the Blue Note label entitled Absence. The tunes we heard him play were, first of all, Envisioned Reflections Introduction, Envisaged Reflections, The Second Wave, When It Was Now, Dark Horse, and More Elders. Terrence Blanchard there was featuring the E-Collective, which includes Charles Altura on the guitar, Fabian Almazan on piano, David Ginyard on the bass, and Oscar Seaton on the drums, as well as the Turtle Island String Quartet. That's Terrence Blanchard, E-Collective, and the Turtle Island String Quartet, Absence. Well, you're listening to Night Train here on KRVS 88.7 FM in Lafayette and Lake Charles, and I'm John Green, your host. Now, another featured CD, James Francis, the pianist, and also the composer on virtually all of the tunes on this CD, Purest Form, it's called, and again, it's on the Blue Note label. Thank you.
Houston, Texas, known as the Fort Ward at that time. Currently, that area is called Midtown. There's quite a bit of difference from the time that I lived there and there is right now. Fort Ward at that time was just a convergence of dilapidated old buildings. Those buildings were deserted by early Houstonians, but it was called something else at the time. It wasn't called Fort Ward. Fort Ward was originally called Freedman's Town. It was an area of town set aside for freed black people from all over Texas. However, after a period of time, that area became so valuable that it was reclaimed by the ruling class. It was retaken by white people. I have pictures that can show what it looked like prior to this point. And you would be amazed. You could not recognize. I lived at the corner of Arthur and Rutherford at 1400 Arthur Street. I have a picture of 1400 Arthur Street I'd love for you to see. And go to that area and find that corner and compare the two. We literally lived in the shadows of downtown Houston. Those buildings, we were within blocks of those buildings currently. Fort Ward at the time was a community. We were poor, but everybody was poor. So you didn't know how poor or bad off you were. If you saw a neighbor with holes in his shoes, you didn't criticize him because you had a pair of shoes, hand-downs from your brother, that had holes in them. But you didn't care. My mom worked several jobs for several different families just to make ends meet, just to bring food home. Sometimes we would have to wait all day until she came home so she could bring the leftovers from the meals that she had prepared for her employers. She'd wash clothes on the side to make extra money, wash and iron for just general people. They weren't rich people. They were working class people. She'd work 2 hours here, and maybe in one day she might work for two or three different families, maybe even four families, just to make enough money to put food on the table. Dad was a hustler. Plain and simple, he was a hustler. What did it take to make a dollar? He had tried. He just always said that, hey, I'll probably die broke and hungry, but I won't die tired, broke, and hungry. He did die broke. He wasn't hungry. He wasn't tired either by then. He had found a regular job, and he qualified for Social Security when he became 65. So that was the story. Looking back on my life, I cringe when I think about some of the things and woes that the people like me had to endure and suffer not too long ago. When I think about these things, some of these incidents, I'm unsure whether or not I should consider my longevity a curse or a blessing. In my lifetime, I have lived to see the cruelty and lynching of people just like me, both legally and illegally. I've also been blessed to see the election of a U.S. president who looks a lot like me. My life can be described as a continual period of me trying to wrap my head around life and what it should be, and living in a time of cruel and unusual influences. Yet here I am, somewhat bruised, but still here among the old school survivors, alive and witnessing static change, a term that I use to describe evolution of time when it seems like the more things change, the more they stay the same. Thank you.
James Francis there on the piano from his brand new CD, Purest Form, on the Blue Note label. The tunes we heard them play, most of them written by James Francis, Melting, Where We Stand, Freeman's Town, Eyes Wide Shut, Still Here. With him were Joel Ross on the vibraphones, Emmanuel Wilkins on the saxophones, Bernice Travis on the bass, and Jeremy Dutton on the drums. On that tune, Eyes Wide Shut, the singer there was Belial Oliver. That is James Francis. Well, you're listening to Night Train here on KRVS 88.7 FM in Lafayette and Lake Charles, and I'm John Green, your host. Let's take a little break now, and when we come back, the bassist Brian Bromberg and his brand new CD.
Howdy, partners. This is Ronella Rose Champagne. I sure hope you can join me on Saturdays at 5 p.m. or Tuesdays at 1 p.m. or maybe both for a double dose of Lost in Love, where we will be listening to classic country music along with some party surprises along the way. It is time, the time has come, to go ahead and get this party started, honey.
This Week in This American Life. So you've probably heard about the huge number of people arriving at the border lately, but here's what you might not know. Many of the people smuggling them across the border are teenagers. Because when Border Patrol catches somebody under 18, they have to set them free again. This happens so often that at this point, the Border Patrol agents recognize the kids know the Border Patrol agents. We hang out with the teen smugglers this week.
Wednesday nights at 7 on KRVS.
Hi, this is Pat Trahan. I'm with Iberia Bank First Horizon, and I listen to KRVS because it provides an incredibly wide variety of programming. You can hear music from all different countries, languages, and dialects. If we didn't have KRVS, some people would be getting together to figure out how to create a KRVS. So please join me in supporting KRVS Public Radio by donating online now at krvs.org.
KRVS is located on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Find out more at krvs.org. Follow us on Facebook, KRVS Public Media.
Support comes from UL Lafayette Student Publications, publisher of the 2020 L'Acadien Yearbook. Copies are located in Moody, Burke, Guillory, and Martin Halls, as well as in the Union and Dupré Library.
This is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.